Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Please be prepared for the worst production you've ever heard on the show, since Noah only cares that The Walking Dead is on after the show. Is this even broadcasting? Meh, who cares? Here's the show, maybe.
Are we on the air, Noah? Is this,
yes.
Is this happening?
Yes.
Good work.
I'm focused.
Awesome.
Give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
That's the earliest you've ever given the number. What's up with that?
I want people to give us a call.
All right.
It only took us 4 years to figure that out.
Yeah.
First minute, number.
Get the phone number.
What's going on, everybody? It's mid-October. Today was a pretty nice day here in New York City.
Can you put your mouth closer to the mic so it doesn't sound like you're distant?
I thought that made him sound like a normal person.
Yeah, I'm just working.
Rob, stand a mile and a half away from the mic, please.
No!
Go down to Bushwick.
Oh.
We need to put one of those dog cones on him. So that when they can't themselves, just to say he has to keep a certain distance away from the mic.
A halo, I believe that's called.
So, can we talk?
We can.
What are you, Joan Rivers?
Yes, let's talk.
Can we talk?
I had a thought in my head, and then it just disappeared.
That happens.
I just, like, I'm just seeing stars, because I have this really terrible migraine.
Uh-huh.
And my ibuprofen hasn't kicked in just yet.
Oh.
Is that what you're calling it now, ibuprofen?
Well, what is it, Sid? What is it?
It's some kind of illegal drug, I'm sure.
Is that a nice way of saying you have a terrible hangover? Is that what it is?
No, I don't have a terrible hangover.
Are you saying you're on your period?
I was just on my period, so it shouldn't be from that. It's because I didn't eat all day.
Well, why didn't you eat all day?
Because I was just busy. But I did want to share a story.
Uh-oh.
Like, so creepy. I found out from this girl that I was hanging out with yesterday. When I first met her, I met her at a concert because her boyfriend is someone that we work with, Rob.
Uh-huh.
And I went with one of our other coworkers who has a crush on me.
Uh-huh.
And she was telling me how, like, when we were backstage and he was introducing me to the band, he did this, like, hand hover behind me as he was introducing me.
The hover hand.
The hover hand. I don't want to say who it is, though, because...
Come on, spill it.
No. I'm not going to say who it is.
Is he listening?
No, he doesn't listen.
What band was it?
It doesn't matter what band it was.
Why not?
Because that'll give away who it is, probably.
I just, like, I want to be very, like, vague about it, but...
That's the key to a good story.
I was so, like, disturbed by that. Like, who does that?
Who gives the hover hand?
Yeah. Have you ever given the hover hand? That's so weird.
When I was like 14, maybe, yeah. Should we tell what the hover hand is in case there's like 8 people who don't know?
The hover hand is when like a nervous man is in the presence of an attractive lady and he wants...
Oh, jeez. Slight technical difficulty.
Oh, that was a little weird. All right, let's...
No, we're good.
We're fine. It's Sid's nacho.
No, it's my quesadilla.
When a man is insecure and doesn't...
Wait, let's take that over. The hover hand is when a man is insecure, yeah, and he's trying to hug a girl.
He doesn't know which way to go with it. Should I go in deeper, or should I, not touch any lady parts or anything?
Do you think it's that, or do you think that they just want people around to think that, yeah, this is my lady?
Oh, no, well, I usually...
give the illusion that I've got my arm around her.
Well, I associate it with taking a picture. That's what I always thought of
true.
A hover hand. So, if you know a picture is being taken, you know it's going to be seen to be an illusion.
And then people will think, oh, he's probably with that chick because he's got his arm on her.
I think it's always not that thought out. I think it's that they go in for the hug and then they feel anxiety. So then
they remember who the hell they are?
Yes. Yeah. So they go, oh, I'm... And then they just can't pull it off. So, last second, their hand hovers.
Okay.
I don't think anyone goes in and says, I'm going to hover hand this girl.
I don't know. I bet there are people that definitely...
Really?
I agree with Darren. It's like, you want a hug, but then you're like, oh, if I touch them, they'll get mad at me.
But do you think no one does it on purpose?
Maybe jokingly. I think that's a result of just fucking it up at the last second.
I bet there are certain metal bloggers that we are aware of that do that kind of thing on purpose.
Maybe.
That shall not be named.
on purpose and what's
Ken Pierce.
Wait, thank you. You don't think he's the type that would do that on purpose?
No. He would go in for it.
Yeah, he actually kisses people on the neck, remember?
Yeah.
So maybe the hover hand would be a step in the right direction for him.
Yeah, if only he would give the hover hand.
Or maybe that was his gateway creepiness. Maybe he started with the hover hand and then moved to just straight up neck kissing.
Noah was just startled by an ashtray.
No, because I didn't want to knock it over. It has all my, roaches.
Marijuana roaches, not
marijuana roaches.
Not her cockroach collection.
And her ibuprofen.
And my ibuprofen. But this guy is so... okay, so I started as an intern at Sirius, and he was working there.
Is he the one that gave you the certificate?
No.
Well, then screw him.
There was a slight pause. It might be a yes.
Then Howard Stern came in and hand-delivered your Sirius certificate.
Yes, I got it from Howard Stern himself.
So you started as an intern. Go on.
So I started as an intern, and I started talking to him one day because I was burning CDs next to his desk.
Uh-huh.
And he found out that I liked metal, so we started talking, and I would bring, he didn't really know about any bands, outside the U.S., so I brought him a mix CD. Rob. I brought him a mix CD with, all these, Scandinavian bands and stuff. So I guess he thought that I liked him, but I was I friend zoned him really, really hard from the start. So one time I invited him, I don't remember where we went, Rob, but it was somewhere in Long Island City. There was an art installation with
we went to see
metal
music. Drummer from Cryptopsy. He was in an art band.
That sounds like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Other than Trioscapes.
And then we went to Outback Steakhouse. Pretty much, we're pretty much identifying who this is without.
whatever.
We all know it was Jose. We get it.
All the servers now know who it was at Outback.
Yeah. So he came, he was going to come over and meet me at my old apartment. And then I realized that I can't just go with him. So I was like, Rob, you have to come. And Rob was the cock block.
I was absolutely the cock block.
You're the
wingman. A role I've assumed many times in Noah's life.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for Rob. Rob is my savior.
Can we isolate that as a drop, please?
Rob is my savior.
Rob is,
so
my,
go ahead.
Is my lord and savior.
Ooh, jeez.
If he didn't get from that first time when we hung out, when I invited you and I totally act I kept my arms distance away from him and everything, and I didn't flirt with him. We just got stoned together, but it was all of us.
Yeah.
So he.
While you were in the bathroom though, he did proposition a three-way. He's like, hey, so are we both gonna take her? Are we gonna Eiffel Tower this bitch? And I'm
gross.
I don't know, man.
You're making that up, right?
Yeah, no, I'm totally making that up.
Someone in the chat made a good point here that you friend-zoned him by inviting him out. That doesn't sound very friend-zone-ish.
No. Okay. So I thought that we can just go to this show together. I didn't think anything more of it because
you knew you liked it.
I feel like
no. I didn't like anything
guys
about
always
it.
Think more of it.
I said that backwards. I meant you knew that he liked you. And you see, it's like leading him on.
Here's
no?
the thing I feel about Noah. When a new guy,
here's what I think about.
When a new guy meets
Thanks,
Noah,
sir.
they're not again.
They get very gassy. Okay.
They get super gassy, first off. No, but I feel like they immediately fall for you because they're like, oh, here is a girl who acts like a dude but is still very feminine.
Yeah.
And immediately they're like, hey, how can I make this happen?
Right.
And then Noah's like, ugh.
Well, I think there's
Rob.
I think there's it's perception the because you're so very cool.
And you're very approachable.
You're very approachable, and you have man tendencies. So people think mistakenly that you don't have like do things that girls do.
Yeah,
but you do.
They just assume that much like a man, you will sleep with anybody.
Yeah,
you need to be more stuck up.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Noah, ultimately, I feel, and I don't mean this offensively, is very stuck up about the type of guy she will
be
with.
She's choosy. Let's not say
she's choosy. Yeah. Okay, that's a better phrasing. I didn't mean that offensively, Noah, you stuck up bitch. No.
I think Noah's not stuck up at all.
No. But she's very choosy, so she might not seem that way because she's a very friendly person and very approachable, so guys think, oh, I'm going to have a chance here. Uh-huh. And then she has to be like, Rob, this guy invited me to something. Come with us and cockblock.
I guess. I don't know. I mean,
it happens a lot.
It does happen a lot. And sometimes I end up not speaking to a lot of the guys because they just get very offended. But I don't know. I mean, I like hanging out with guys because I get along with them really well.
And they buy you stuff.
And there's less competition.
What's less competition?
Well, with other girls, you're competing, naturally, as women do.
No, I just don't have the patience. Like, I just want to go out and have a good time. I don't want any drama.
I think, are you, in a sense, like, maybe once you establish that you don't like the guy, you don't think about it anymore. But even if they're thinking about it, you're oblivious to it, right?
I feel there is a level of obliviousness when Noah is around guys that like her.
And you would, I think, because I hear a lot of girls say that. Even my girlfriend says the same thing, like, I said, that guy totally wants to fuck you. And I said, well, no, what are you talking about? You're being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, the guy, it's so obvious to me, but a lot of girls don't see that the guy is totally scamming to bang you.
Yeah. Ole Anderson in the chat says, the guy clearly didn't have nice hands. No, can you?
Not
what's
really.
What's a rough description of this person without giving it?
No.
Identifying one.
No. I mean,
no,
was it Chris Russo?
A guy. No, it's not Chris Russo.
Was it Opie or Anthony?
None.
Both.
None.
I think Darren. I think we know who it was.
Yeah. Who? Howard Stern.
It was the cousin.
Oh, cousin Bruce.
Yes. All right.
Wait. You said none. It was a nun.
Yeah.
Was a male
from the
nun?
Catholic channel.
Mother Angelica. Did she ever show
a
series?
Oh man. She wants to bang you. Wow. You are.
Clubber Lang asks Noah, "What will it take for you to be into a guy?" Knowing Noah, a good way to get into her heart is be really good at guitar.
Yeah,
Noah has a soft spot for guitar players.
It's true. All
right. So, who's your favorite guitarist? Let's start with that.
I don't know.
Pick one of your top five.
My guitar
probably
teacher.
Probably some 70-year-old Italian guy.
Some
70-year-old. My guitar teacher, exactly.
All right. So, how about this? Who's the most sexually attractive guitar player?
Pick
one. I want to go somewhere with this.
Okay, we'll say Michael Akerfeld.
Okay, now let's say you take a guy with the same musical talent as him, but how ugly would that guy have to be for you not to fuck him?
How ugly? I mean, like, he would have to be missing an eye or something.
Really? So you could be, like, if he looked like Jerry from Parks and Recreation.
Looks
aren't really that important.
Looks are not important to me. I don't, first of all, I like to be the better looking one.
But that's different because you find, like,
I mean, you've seen
things.
Some of Noah's ex-boyfriends.
I
only seen one of them, but he seems like an
ugly guy.
He's like a pretty boy, that guy.
The last one?
I don't know if it was the last one, but the one that that I know that I met in person,
I've never known you to fuck an ugly guy. Have you ever actually fucked an ugly guy?
I mean,
I think she would fuck him if he was ugly.
I don't really. I mean, what makes a person ugly is how
don't
they act.
Don't listen. We know. You know what we mean by ugly. Have you ever fucked an ugly guy?
Physically ugly.
I mean, some of like my sister thought they were all ugly, like because they're not her type. But to me, they were hot. Mm-hmm.
But why, like, yeah, like, why would she fuck?
Yeah, like, what is the basis of what is ugly?
It's pretty obvious.
I mean, ultimately, I feel obviously there has to be an attraction there. But
bring up Facebook pages for every guy you fuck, and I'll tell you right now how many of them are.
I feel for Noah, it's more about their personality and their guitar skill.
Oh, I'm sorry. And their guitar collection. And their cock.
And their cock, of course, always.
We should make this into a game show. Put up all your boyfriends, and we'll thrash it or trash it.
I thought you were going to say if she could pick their cocks out of a lineup.
How do we get all their cock pictures, though?
I don't want to put up
from
my
computer
because I feel like some of them people will know, and I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you don't want to talk about it in specifics,
right? Yeah, I realized that the last four guys that I was with were all guitar players.
Mm-hmm. And what does that tell you about
when you say with? What do you mean by with? That you dated or that you've just
dated or at least had sex with?
Okay.
The last four were all guitar players?
Yeah.
What was the one that was before those four? What was his profession?
He worked with me at the health food store. Like, his family owned it.
Health food store? That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah. No, it wasn't 20 years ago. It was like almost 10 years ago.
And you only fucked four guys since?
Why?
Jeez.
Why?
Well, I was in a 4-year relationship with someone.
Right. Okay, so that's 6 other years of fucking.
Well, she's selective.
And you live in
that.
And the neighborhood you live in now, you're probably fucking a new guy every week. So quit with the BS here.
Well, I'm saying 4 of them.
The last four that you
she's
want to discuss.
Four of the guys that she's fucked.
4 of them.
The last four guys that she's not ashamed of fucking were all guitar players.
They don't get recognition unless they're a guitar player. It's no true Scotsman.
They're not memorable if they don't play the guitar.
So what, when you say a guitar player, does that mean they own a guitar and they play in their house, or they're all in bands and they make money from this?
They're all in bands and they tour.
Oh, all right. So that's
I don't know if they're
guitar.
Making money or not.
You know, to count the guy that has a fucking banjo in his closet, right?
That's, no.
Okay.
That doesn't
see,
count.
The touring, I think, is key. I think that's actually more important than the playing guitar because it means they're mostly out of town and not bothering them. So you'd hook up with a drummer, you'd hook up with a tour manager, the merch guy, just as long as it's somebody who's out of town most of the time so you could live your life.
Well, there was one guy that I recently hooked up with. Mm. I'm not going to say when or what.
Recently.
I met him at a show. And we actually did it there.
At the show?
Yeah.
Wow. Where in the venue was this?
In the bathroom.
Can we ask you where the show was, at least?
In the bathroom!
In the bathroom?
Well,
what kind of bathroom was this?
Well,
where
is the bathroom? What venue it is.
It doesn't matter what venue.
Was it the men's room or the women's room?
I don't remember.
You fucked Dave Mustaine at Gigantor.
No, it wasn't Dave Mustaine. So anyway, so...
were you part of that couple that fucked at Yankee Stadium in the bathroom?
No, it wasn't Yankee Stadium.
Is that CeCe Sabathia burning you?
It's within the last 6 months. I won't say when.
So now, next follow-up question. So this was the public bathroom that anyone could go to or the band?
No, it was like... I don't know, to be honest.
I guess
it was... Yes, we used a condom.
Was it dirty? Not the sex, the bathroom.
No, it wasn't like we didn't really touch anything. We didn't because it was a wide stall.
Oh, you in the stall you did.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Where am I going to do it? Like at the sink?
Yeah, it could be a one-person bathroom.
Let me ask you,
was
this a person in one of the bands
that I was
that you
with?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you fuck him before or after a set?
It was after.
Oh,
I have
man,
to interrupt you.
Stinky.
I got. I have to interrupt that.
Wow.
We'll follow up on that in a second.
Was it good stinky for you?
Well, no. I think Noah's like said.
I mean,
that
look,
she likes me
I
smell.
It was like I was like very much turned on by the fact that it was like first of all we were fucking in the bathroom, which was like filthy and gross, and he was gross and sweaty.
And that turned
that.
You on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the tip says. Come see Noah fuck in the bathroom at the great Yankee Stadium. And Super Nintendo Chalmers says, Derek Jeter fractured his ankle trying to give Noah an anal full Nelson. So, all right. So it was, but the bathroom was dirty when you went in, correct?
No, it wasn't. I mean, like, we were basically standing, and I was just, like, bent over.
Mm-hmm. How did this get initiated? Did you say, let's go in the bathroom and fuck, or was it?
We were watching the show, mm-hmm. and we were talking and whatever. And then I was like, well, I'm stoned, and this guy is looking cute, so I just want to make out. So I just started making out with him, and he's like, all right. So we kind of like went to the back and he's touching me and whatever. And I'm like, well, didn't you say that you have to go to the bathroom? And he's like, yeah. So I was like, all right, well, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just going to follow you in there.
Wow. You initiated it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So he said he had to go to the bathroom to what? Pee? Poop? And you're like, wait, before you take a shit.
Like, no. This was like, no, because he said that earlier on.
Okay.
Like as we were talking. And waiting for the band to come on.
What a great conversationalist.
It's true.
Excuse me.
Hey, know, chick that I just met, I got to take a dump.
We met before.
Did he wipe first?
Well, I did watch him pee.
Oh, all right. I missed that. I thought you said he took a shit first. So,
did he pee on you?
Now, all right. Can I backtrack a little bit?
Okay.
What were you wearing on this occasion?
I was wearing my Dillinger T-shirt and leggings.
And leggings. So the leggings were rolled down, or did you disrobe?
I don't even know why I started talking about this.
This is great. This is awesome story.
So I, after he peed, I was like, well, I have to pee too. And then I just took my pants off and started peeing, and there was no toilet paper left. So,
use the dick.
I made him turn around.
Were you
like,
both in the stall?
Yeah. It was like one of those wide stalls.
Like in a handicap?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, turn around because I have to pee. So I peed. And then there was no toilet paper, so I just stood up, and I'm like, there's no more toilet paper. What do I do? And he's like,
use his
what?
Face.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's what I wanted, but he didn't get it.
Maybe he got it, but he just met you, and he didn't think that would be appropriate. He didn't know you.
You would want your pee on his face?
Why not?
And then you kiss him after?
He had a beard.
He was kissing. She didn't do no kissing in this story.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
So there would be no more kissing. What if he likes cuddling?
Tough shit.
Cuddling.
I didn't want to cuddle. Like, that guy was strictly, like, hookup.
Yeah. I got that already. I'm
no, no, no. So, all
right, Darren.
I'm just asking questions that the people are wondering.
Okay.
Wait. So, where were we? You said you had to wipe your vag.
Yeah. So, I had no toilet paper. So, I was like, what am I going to do? And then he's like, he was so confused. Like, he didn't know if he was turning around. And I was like, what am I going to do? And then... so then he's like, oh, I guess I can help you out. So then he started touching me, and then we were making out, and he had a condom, and then we did it.
What a coincidence.
Did anybody else walk into the bathroom at any point?
No. Because it was the last band, so I guess everyone was watching that band.
Okay, what band was that?
No, I'm not
kidding. Damn it, I almost had her.
I don't want to give it away. I don't want to say it. So then I thought, all right, well, every time this guy comes around to New York, I'll have, like, a guy in a band that I could just hook up with.
What instrument in the band? Does he play guitar only?
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep in contact with him?
I did after, but then he came around again and we hooked up, and it wasn't, like, as interesting.
The spark wasn't there.
Yeah, so then I just let it go.
There was a convo here asking if it was Dino. And then they decided he wouldn't fit in the stall.
True.
I want to know how much you had actual, what position sex did you have? I want to know what the logistics are in a stall. It's kind of. Did you hold on to the crip rail?
No, like I just kind of held on to the wall,
uh-huh.
but like I was kind of like in an L shape. So he was doing me from behind.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. How long did he last?
I don't even, like, I can't even tell you how long.
You were in the
how
zone.
How much time passed.
Yeah.
I was, yeah.
It was very good. Very good sex.
The first time was very good. But just because of the whole scenario, like, oh, my God, I can hear this band that I came here to see.
Wow.
And I'm getting fucked in the bathroom.
In a dirty, stinky bathroom.
It wasn't stinky. It was
And fine. It wasn't pre-planned. It wasn't premeditated.
Yeah.
Like, with the second time, going into it, you knew you were going to get laid.
Yeah.
So the excitement wasn't there as much.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So then I stopped talking to him.
Why? Because it wasn't spontaneous anymore?
No, because it's like if I would have sex with him every time he comes around New York, that would just be fulfilling his needs, not mine.
Oh, all right. But why wouldn't it be fulfilling your needs, though? Maybe you want to fuck whenever he's in New York.
Because, like, the sex wasn't that great the last time.
Oh, all right. So that's the answer, then.
Yeah, like, it didn't satisfy me in the way that I needed to be satisfied.
Didn't push your buttons. What was wrong with it?
He wasn't erect enough for you? Is that what you're saying? He didn't push your buttons? You know,
no, like, it wasn't really about me. It was more about him.
Oh,
so his penis didn't make you want to slap somebody?
No.
This will make you snap somebody.
Penis.
No. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
If you're one of the guitar... Yeah, sorry we forced that out of
the
you. Shit
we talked about on the show. Come getting
on.
Fucked in the bathroom is not embarrassing, but talking about it, that's...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what makes
that
it
is.
Embarrassing.
She's not really embarrassed. She's embarrassed to say it out loud.
I'm you're not even really... Come on. You're not
if you're one of those guitarists who Noah recently
aspiring.
Had sex with, or an aspiring guitarist... Please give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Are there any songbooks or scales that kids should practice if they want to one day be a guitar player who fucks Noah?
Yes, they should go through the Berklee School of Music books, and
okay.
Then maybe I'll consider it.
Kids, write that down.
That's a good reason to learn to play guitar. Yeah. You may fuck Noah in a bathroom.
It's true.
Oh, we have a caller, 614. Have you had sex with Noah in a bathroom?
Come on.
Hello?
614. Hello.
Hello, this is Dave Mustaine.
Oh, hello, Dave Mustaine.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Well, first of all, I just like to say that my friends in the FBI, they decided to show me this, and I am deeply offended. I mean, the amount of times that you've mentioned my name in vain, I could have used that money to go buy my new album, 13, out now via Roadrunner Records. I could have used it and go buy a triple platinum by now.
That's not really...
Dick move from your part, guys.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're saying the money people spent on us?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what money he's talking about.
Our show is free, Dave.
Rob, be holding out.
Well, when the great Lord and Savior, Rivet Romney, gets into office, he's putting through a bill. Whenever someone mentions my name, I get royalties.
Oh, wow. So you're working with Romney now.
But I don't endorse him.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right.
And also, I just want to put those rumors to bed that I did not have sex with Noah.
Oh, okay. There
you go. He tried to come on to me, but I'm better than that as a good Christian man.
Steve, I think Noah would love to have sex with you, actually.
No.
No, really?
Maybe
no.
In like 30 years ago.
He looks like an old lesbian now.
Yep.
Dave, you look like an old lesbian.
You used to look like a young lesbian.
I am not Ellen DeGeneres.
Looks like an omelet. His face looks like an omelet.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What a way to describe it.
I can see that.
All right, thank you for calling in, Dave Mustaine.
Thanks, Gil.
Wedding blood!
If you're not Dave Mustaine, give us a call, 646-929-1357. Speaking of Mitt Romney, I don't know if you guys saw this video about this girl, this very intelligent girl, who posted up a video of why she's voting for Mitt Romney.
I didn't see
she's
that.
Like a ditzy blonde.
Americans. Yes. Young America, we are like the votes. We are like the generation that is picking our president, basically. So I thought, since this is my first election voting, I would share with you some of my viewpoints and opinions just to sort of maybe help your decision either way. And I'm not saying, you know, be a conservative Republican like me, because I don't push my beliefs on people, like political or religious. Like, you know, I'm Catholic, but I'm not going to push that on people.
Can we do a shot for every time she says like?
I don't know. Do we have enough alcohol?
I don't think
for
we do.
Frank Gore is not even Christian. He's like Mormon. So
he's like Mormon.
It should show how like open-minded I am. So I'm not here to like push or anything like that. So yeah. So I wanted to make my official video / support for Romney Ryan 2012. Yay. So
I'm gonna start playing
a lot of you may not watch the debates.
The
I mean, I don't really. I mean, I have Twitter, so I sort of watch the debates, and I get it. There was something about Big Bird being said, and Romney won, and yay! I don't know, but anyway.
That's the debate.
What this girl looks like, please.
That's the debate, and I don't want to turn the.
I've been told she has huge tits.
She has huge tits.
I'm gonna come around
and bleach blonde hair.
And bleach blonde hair, yeah.
I am fully supportive of Mitt Romney, and there are a few reasons why I'm going to be voting for Mitt Romney in this election, my first election voting. So the last election I was able to vote.
She looks, for the kids listening, if the girl from Precious had a daughter with Tila Tequila. That's what she looks like.
Okay.
But in a good way. Isn't she black? A bangable.
She's not black.
She looks like she might have a little. She doesn't look white.
She totally looks white.
I don't know.
That is definitely a white girl.
I don't have strong feelings towards either party candidate selection. So this year, Romney all the way. So basically won. Mitt Romney is super hot. Like, I remember when he was going, he didn't get the nomination, right? John McCain got the nomination, but he was going to be in it when John McCain was running, and I remember picking up Romney for president button back then.
I think
so
she left her head in the tub of bleach for too long.
Gorgeous and hot. And
you should vote for Romney.
We haven't had a hot president since, like, Kennedy, but we all know how that ended.
Don't they consider Bill Clinton hot?
No.
So.
Clearly she doesn't.
Yeah, I think it's time for him. And Kennedy.
That was her text.
Rob.
She stops. She answers her phone. She goes.
Okay. Sorry. About that.
This has to be a parody of
where was
idiot.
I? Kennedy was.
No. There are people who are actually like this.
Do we have a name?
What's her name? Trish Apatow.
Okay. I don't know where I was going with that. But anyway,
was that propeller sound coming from inside of her head?
Oh, okay. So you're going to have to deal with the planes because I live near an airport.
Those are pussy lips.
That's not my plane. This is my plane. Ew, plane, go away.
She sounds like Mindy Kaling on The Office, but like for real.
I probably can't edit this because my computer is like broken.
Okay, I can't edit this.
Keep going on. I'm going to point them. Okay, so then another reason I'm going to vote for Mitt. Well, my kitten is named Mitt. I think it's actually Mittens, but we call him Mitts for, you know, short. That's like a sign.
You know how it is.
And Mitt rhymes with Kit. No, I'm just kidding. But I have two of them, so. But that's really not. No, that's not.
Really?
Also,
I thought she makes this amazing, sexy face. Like, oh, I'm going to flip my hair. And puff my lips.
John McCain didn't win for us Republicans because, you know, he picked a bad running mate. Like, who likes Sarah Palin? I mean, I am a conservative Republican female, and I don't even like Sarah Palin. And for all those who are saying, like,
you are Sarah Palin.
Republicans don't like women or whatever, like, yeah, they do. They're married to him. So,
oh, well,
whatever. And I love his slogan, government didn't build my business, I did. And I think that is a really, really great slogan because I am an aspiring entrepreneur.
Can you pronounce it?
Entrepreneur. So those are some of the reasons why I'm voting for Mitt. I highly recommend checking out his store online. You can buy some of his really cool t-shirts.
This is just annoying me. Like, I'm not finding any
running mate partner.
Entertainment value.
Yeah, it's just, it hurts. I think I need a music break or something. No.
just need a palate cleanser after that. Maybe more Dick will make you slap somebody.
Oh, I forgot to cut that up. I wanted to get some drops out
of
that.
Oh, no. The video has been removed.
That's well, we have it on our show, on our archives anyway.
Yeah.
I'll just take it off there. But I didn't do
Dick will make you slap somebody.
Penis. The penis is very bad for you.
The thing I want to talk about is this new Jewish app, horny Jews get their own Grindr app. I don't know if everybody here knows what Grindr is, but it's like it's an iPhone app where gay dudes can find other gay dudes within close proximity to them.
So this is for gay Jews.
No, this is for straight Jews.
Oh, really?
Is it by J-Date?
Is there a regular non-Semitic Grindr for straight people too?
I don't know. Well, like, I guess OkCupid has that sort of like close proximity functionality on their app. So this Jewish one is called Yenta, which is just like unapologetically Jewish.
Yeah.
And
Yenta is for the one, so like they're, it's like being a drag queen then. It's like, you know, they're calling themselves women by saying that they're Yentas.
I guess. Well, it's just like
You can walk into a coffee shop and you can find out who's Jewish and single around you.
Right. And then,
because looking at them isn't easy enough. Like, really? You can't just tell? Oh, that guy.
And then they're like, oh, well, J-Date is kind of the traditional model. To be able to log on to Yenta, you have to go out. There's no need for the lengthy profile. Now we can see who's single and near us.
Wait, what do you mean you have to go out?
Well, since it's within close proximity to you, if you just stay in the same spot, you're just going to be seeing the same people. Well,
wait, so does it pinpoint like where you are? So like if you stay in your house, people will know to come to your house?
Yeah. Well, they won't know exactly where your house is, but it'll tell you like this person is like 50 feet away from you.
Now you no longer have to drill a glory hole in your sukkah.
Wow.
Here, there's a video that accompanies it, like a news report. The New York Post is breaking this story.
Are you single and Jewish? There is an app for that.
Is that Mindy Mayer?
An application for the iPhone that helps match local Jewish men and women.
Jewish?
Just answer a few simple questions like, what's your shtick and how Jewish are you?
What the fuck does
and
that even mean? What's your shtick?
How big is your
schlong?
Do you like pounding frozen gefilte fish up your asshole with a croquet mallet? Then the Yenta is for you.
No. I didn't know they did that.
Specifically
with the croquet.
No, I'm up on the gay scene. Yeah, it's true. The gay Jew scene.
It's not just for, it's for straight Jews as well.
So when I walk into a coffee shop or another member walks into a coffee shop they're waiting online for their lattes, they instantly see that there's three other, you know, Jew singles right here and I could strike up a conversation. I just created my profile. Yenta says there's a prospect 2,000 feet away, and he's super Jewish. Let's see if we can connect
super
with him.
Super Jewish.
The way that we envision people using it is...
He does not eat bacon. He is super Jewish.
Yeah.
He keeps kosher.
He can turn off his TV with his mind on the Shabbos.
He just gets his neighbors
Jewish
to do it.
Jewish community is using it, of course, for the immediate, you know, dating, but also coming together, seeing where the community lives, seeing who's part of their community and making that community that much stronger.
Uh-huh.
So I connected with Daniel Kane on Yenta.
Daniel
Kane, what's
that's
your
a, that's
experience
a Jew?
Been like so far?
So far, so good. I mean, it brought you here.
Oh, that poor guy.
Hey.
But that chick's Italian, so it doesn't work.
I got to stand in a room with a woman.
And then she's like, sorry, I'm just a reporter. Get the fuck out of here.
Can I get your digits?
How does this compared to being set up by your Jewish grandmother?
Well, instead of her setting me up and choosing what she thinks I like, I get to choose for myself.
Yes. Yenta was launched about 4 weeks ago and has about 1,000 users. This is Tara Palmieri with the New York
Tara
Post.
Tara Palmieri.
Tara Palmieri!
So if she can get a profile on there, then clearly the app doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's no Jew filter.
They should have the angry customer interview. Like, oh, they set me up with some Italian broad.
What is this? What already with this? What? I want to date an Italian? You shave your arms first and get back to me. What?
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
Have
no.
You downloaded the app, Rob?
I have not.
Come
I should,
on.
Though, right?
Come on.
Yeah, we should just download it on one of our phones here.
Well,
and
definitely should.
No, and, like, attract some of the, like, Hasidic Jews.
Mm-hmm.
To come here so that like outside we can just look at like a bunch of horny Hasidic Jews.
You mean call? We should get them all to meet in front of
it's
the
like
studio.
Yeah, yeah. Like we'll message all of them and
Noah,
we'll say, hey, come and meet me.
We should tell them to go meet at Citi Field again. Tell them there's
they
another
know,
rally.
The
oh wow, there's a J-Date app as well. I mean, of course.
No, you might meet Marty Friedman through this.
He's all the way in Japan.
Yeah.
I don't think it works that far.
But if you get to Japan, you'll be able to find him pretty easily.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it'll be you and him.
You'll be the only two
Jewish?
Jews there.
Friedman?
Are you kidding?
But it's not I-E. It's E-E.
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's E-I.
Oh, all right.
E-I. Have
Which
you seen his Jufro anyway? I mean,
yeah,
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Is Carl?
I feel like he's Japanese now. What religion do they practice in Japan?
Shinto? I don't know. There's all kind of religions
Taoist?
There. Yeah.
Maybe that's probably what he is.
He's still a Yid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Come on, Friedman. Come on.
Yeah. He's Jewish.
All right. I've agreed
Uh-oh.
To the terms.
Uh-huh.
Oh, find your Jubu is the phrase.
Jubu?
Sign up. I'm not going to use my real mailing address.
Jubalicious. That should be your username.
Because, like, boobalicious.
Yeah.
Allow this app to access your pants to see if you're circumcised. Yes or no?
No. Putting in my login and password.
Uh-huh. Oh, there's a good point. Someone in the chat just said you might meet Bill Goldberg.
He doesn't know how to use a
smartphone.
Who's
next? Noah.
Oh,
fascinating.
Man.
App registration.
Now I have to pick a photo. Let's see what photo I pick.
Can you take one right now?
Yo,
bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah, I should just take one.
Or take a photo of Bruno.
Well, you have the Jufro. So
you look
perfect.
Very Jewy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's
really
sake.
No, what Rob
make a
looks
nice
like
make.
Is
make a, nice
a swollen version of the lead singer of Mars Volta.
I'll take it.
I don't know what he looks like, but I still laughed at that.
You just like swollen version. Anything that follows that is comedy.
I want to during
I'm cropping my photo.
No one cares. During the music break, I want to have like 8 messages from Yids.
Yeah, we got to get like the really Hasidic ones.
Enter your name, Chaim.
Chaim.
Lipschitz.
Chaim Lipschitz.
Just Chaim. I'll do just Chaim.
Okay, Chaim.
What's my shtick?
Jubilicious.
A shmear of lots on a bagel, please. That's my shtick.
You should.
You could do better than that.
A shmear of locks.
Say that you're a
doctor.
Say oi.
You don't have a shmear and locks. Shmear is the cream cheese.
Oh,
you don't have
right.
A shmear of locks. They would instantly
yeah.
know you're not
oh,
Jewish,
no.
even though you really are.
Yeah,
locks and a shmear, I'll say.
Don't, come on. You could do better
no.
than that.
Okay, what's my when I'm not doctoring.
I think what's my shtick is their shticky way of saying what's your occupation.
Just, yeah, just or say a lot of money.
Yeah. Just put I have a lot of money for every
yeah, no,
field.
Put
even what kind of music you like, put that.
Put I have a lot of money, then dollar signs, and it makes my mom happy.
Yeah.
And then they'll know you're real.
Say that you
just put my mom wants me to have sex with you.
Yeah.
That's it.
My
done.
Face is on super Jewish,
so,
I'm going.
You wanna let her down, my mother?
Yeah.
With oh, what? Looking for male, female, or both.
Oh.
Wow.
Jew boo or Jew bi?
What will impress what will impress my mother? I'm a doctor. All right. All right, and that's the form. Let's see who's around me.
I'm circumcised.
No, it's going to instantly pop up. You're going to get a text.
Uh-oh.
Can't create new user. Try again later.
Is Monica on that site? She's a Yid.
No, she's not.
You always think that.
She told us
she's
Jewish. Part Jewish.
No,
her
that her grandfather is like 10% Jewish.
And
oh, here we go.
Your point?
We're in.
Are there nudes on there?
No nudes. There's Melissa Rifkin.
Where is she? She around here?
Don't read people's names.
I'm sure like 95% of the people in this building.
Oh, she's 5 miles away. What
wow.
the hell?
Gene Simmons.
Wait, no, 5,000 miles away. This app sucks.
5,000.
What? You don't want to travel for true love?
What? You don't have a car?
We found you the one Jew in Sri Lanka. Show how much money you got, big shot. You got $8 million.
Send her,
go. Let's see.
Send her a message and say I'm driving my Mercedes Benz over.
Yeah, over the
okay.
water. And
no, my Beamer.
This one girl. Here's her photo. Hold on. Here's her photo.
Oh.
Okay.
Let me see that. I didn't see.
Covering her face.
Yeah, she's got the cover face thing going
What's
on.
Your shtick? Love it or leave it. Ugh. What will impress my mother? A good education and wit. Doesn't sound very witty.
She probably has a big beak that she's drinking a...
No, that's what from you will impress her mother, I
oh.
think.
Oh.
So you put a doctor?
Yeah.
So that means you want a doctor.
Well, sometimes.
What does that
when
mean?
When I'm sick, I want a doctor.
Oh.
All right, fair enough.
Train wreck.
All right, let's. All right, this isn't happening. I'll leave it open if I get any messages.
All right, we'll get
to
this
it.
Later.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
All right, let's get to some music.
You get to some music.
Okay, I will.
Hitting that music break.
Starting with the music already.
Let's kick it up with a new song from Converge. They put out a pretty awesome new album this week. All We Love, We Leave Behind. This is the song Trespasses.
Forever bound. show business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
Injection Livecast. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Chuck Bland. You all niggas are listening to the Metal Injection live cast. You heard? Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection Live cast. Here it is.
Thank you, Chuck Blandington. Welcome to hour number two of the Metal Injection Live cast. Quick reminder, we have a phone number. Give us a call, 646-929-1357. Also, if you're in the New York City area, this Thursday we're doing a showcase. It's the third annual.
Thursday?
Yes.
I thought it was on Wednesday.
Nope. It's on Thursday.
Oh, I made all my plans for Wednesday. I'm sorry, Rob. I can't come to your show.
That's okay. There will be other people there.
No, I'm going to come to the show.
Ah, damn it. So it's the
How spacious are the bathrooms?
How many boys can I fit in one stall in the bathroom?
That's on you. It's a public assembly, so it's not too far from you. It's the third annual, or maybe fourth annual, Metal Injection, Metal Sucks, CMJ Showcase. It's going to be headlined by Pig Destroyer. Also on the bill will be Ken Mode, Early Graves, and Encrust. Tickets are $15, available at ticketweb.com. Come, hang out. We'll be there.
How much are the service fees?
I'm not sure about the service fees. But
the deal breaker?
Yeah.
If you don't want to pay service fees. No, I think they're maybe like a dollar service fee.
No,
with
I, think,
Ticket
I
Web.
Think so.
I think you're part of the Metal Injection family, so you probably get in free.
Nope. No.
What?
No paying.
That's you know what? I can shell out the $15 with
you
the convenience
but you shouldn't
fees.
Have to.
I don't
Let
care.
Let Rob cover the convenience fees at least.
I will
think
cover
that's the
convenience
he can do.
Look, it's not like I provide new content for the website every week and lend my apartment for a podcast.
What?
And
it's
keep
the metal
equipment
injection
and all
studio.
That.
Yeah,
what are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, we do this in the studio.
You just happen to sleep here because you have nowhere else to go.
Right, but technically it's my home, so.
Chicken or the egg?
We got to get an apartment already, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is my apartment.
You need to move out of the studios now. It's
yeah.
becoming
studios
a problem.
Studios are my apartment, you guys.
Blown my mind.
Yeah. Wow. What is that? Noah is breaking kayfabe? What does that mean?
Yeah.
That's a wrestling term.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like when in wrestling they like admit that it's fake or
what's
staged.
Fake?
No, kayfabe
this
means
this,
like
the illusion.
Kayfabe is when you keep up the appearance that it's fake. And when you that break kayfabe, you're admitting that it's fake.
That the storylines are true.
Yeah.
So the storyline is that we're doing this from the Metal Injection studio, and you just broke that storyline.
You broke the illusion, Noah. Thank you.
I think everyone knew that.
People are crushed.
I figured everyone knew.
Crushed.
Well, now they have twice as much reason to stalk you. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, we have a caller.
By the way, nobody get tickets for that show thinking they're going to meet Sid there because Sid will not be at that
Sid
show.
Sid will not be there. Darren, I'm assuming also.
It's a new episode of Parks and Rec. Fuck that.
Darren doesn't like the grind.
Don't you have DVR?
So? It's crowded.
Who's on the phone?
All right, 661, you're on the air. What's your name and
where? Yo. You know who this is?
Who is this?
This is the Slizer.
Oh, hello, Slizer.
What's up, you guys?
You tell me. Why are you calling? No, really.
What do you want?
Well, because I got a couple of things. I actually got a question first. Are you guys going to do Thrasher or Trasher tonight?
Nope.
No. If we would do
it, all right, then.
We're going to do Thrasher or Trasher tonight.
Well, no, we don't.
Well, think. you're not going to do it. Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask. Okay.
Then you asked.
What?
We were going to do it until you decided to ask us.
Well, fuck you then.
Cool. What's up? What else? Quickly.
Okay. I got this one video to show you guys. I don't know if you ever heard of the Onage pranks, but it's this guy doing pranks and they're pretty damn hilarious. I'm posting a link in the.
All right. Thanks a lot, Slizer. That was a great
so
call.
So we're trashing the thrashing viral video?
No. We're not going to watch the viral.
But that sounds like such a good idea for an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just watch it and then giggle and then talk about something else.
We could do a quick thrash it or trash it.
But he didn't even give us the link.
No, it's in the chat. But no, I don't mean we're going to do his thrash it or trash it.
Just everybody else is just to spite him.
I'm so confused.
I want to talk about a few weeks ago, a new Fozzy song came out.
Oh,
Fozzy is the band that features Chris Jericho.
It sucks.
And
Does he dance in that band?
He sings.
It's like a bad rip off of Skid Row.
Didn't he do the Dancing with the Stars or something?
Yeah, he did do
it. So he doesn't use any of his new learned moves in Tommy?
No, he has kind of awkward stage presence.
Yeah.
So the song features the singer of Avenged Sevenfold. A cat scratch, this is him. Witch on in black. So this is the Avenged Sevenfold. And that's Chris Jericho attempting to sing. So awful.
Pretty bad. The video makes it 100 times worse, though.
It's like an Evil Dead knockoff. So if you thought that was the worst Avenged Sevenfold collaboration of the year, you are wrong. You are dead wrong. Because M. Shadows of Avenged Sevenfold also guest on
Worse.
On a Machine Gun Kelly track. Who is Machine Gun Kelly? A white rapper on Puff Daddy's label.
Oh, voices in the air.
Just that one. Really bad.
Is he Jewish?
Maybe. So this is a song.
It's called Gun Save Chaim Me. You're thinking of. That's Machine Gun Chaim.
He's on Yenta. Gun Chaim.
Oh my God. So bad.
Here we go.
Ready.
Here we go. Here we go.
Drop.
Here we go.
Drop.
First verse, yo.
Can you fast forward this?
Brad sneezing made this sound better.
Yeah.
Need some more.
I thrash your sneeze. So this is Avenged Sevenfold playing the beat?
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a solo.
Need Puff Daddy singing over this.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the white guy who thinks he's black?
Yes.
Why does it automatically mean he thinks he's black just because he's rapping? If there's a metal band with black people in it, do they think they're white?
Yes.
Noah?
No. Different.
Why? How's it different?
Oh, sorry.
He stinks.
Oh, so as long as it's a genre you agree with, it's not somebody trying to be something else.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say he's trying to be black. I think he's tailoring his sound.
I think rap is so omnipresent now, nobody's trying to be anything. They're just, it's more about being hip-hop than it is black or white.
I don't know.
I feel more white people buy that music than black people.
Oh, yeah, I do, but I think it only sells if you sound very, very urban.
Well, urban could mean a lot of things. We grew up in the city. We're urban.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. There's a certain type of... I'm not saying only black people speak that way, but I think it's white people do it because they're copying black people.
Yeah, but not necessarily because they want to be black.
No, but they don't necessarily want to be black, but he wants
to... They want to sound like this musician.
He wants to assimilate.
No, I'm talking about the actual artist. I'm saying he's trying to sound like black
people.
Here we go. So that he could sell records.
Rob is still listening to the track, you guys.
He's into this.
Rob's grooving. Look at this.
Yeah,
his eyes closed.
Yeah.
Rob is rocking back and forth on the chair.
That's not a chair.
Oh, this is so fucking terrible.
Terrible.
So
Avenged Sevenfold, please stop.
Just go away.
Avenged Sevenfold, what are you doing?
Why can't all of them die?
Avenged Sevenfold,
yeah, really.
Stop.
You're calling for their death, really?
Well, the drummer
died. That would make them go away.
That was such a good start. You keep that ball rolling.
See, they actually, they did another collabo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, here
collabo.
It is.
Collabo.
Oh.
Wow, it's been like 50 episodes since we started this.
Yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold.
I gotta say, this is way better.
It really is, this song. It's better than fucking anything that Avenged Sevenfold actually did.
Metallica!
Metallica!
A7X!
Yeah!
Oh,
boy.
Oh,
maybe it's not that
good.
Just
when you thought it was done. Just when you thought it was there. We did it again. Just when you thought it was
over.
Just when you thought it was done.
Rob was feeling that song too.
Man, we went.
Sid, that song on loop for an hour or a full album of Trioscapes? Which do you prefer?
Oh, that's like.
I feel like a full album of Trioscapes because I could just sleep through that probably.
It's not to me. It sounds so discordant.
But I feel like after a while you would just get in sync with it and you wouldn't even hear it.
I would pick the Trio Skates also, but only because at least it would change a little.
You sound like Bill Cosby. I would pick the Trio Skates
with the Jello pudding. Ah, Trio Skates. Yes. I do not want to listen to Avenged Sevenfold with the Ja Rule or with the Machine Gun Kelly.
I didn't know that Bill Cosby was a metal fan.
Yes, I am a metal fan. Why? Because I am black,
See?
Robert?
What, is he trying to be white? Is that what you're saying, Rob?
You are racist.
Well, Bill Cosby is trying to be white.
What?
He's a white black man.
How dare you?
You're saying you're proud of your African
American. I am better than you Iranian people blowing up shit in my neighborhood. Ah.
Well, that's not nice.
Well, I'm evil Bill Cosby.
He lives in
not
Iran.
The nice Bill Cosby, you see.
Do you live in Bed-Stuy, Bill Cosby?
No.
Oh.
Well, back to Darren.
Darren has to break kayfabe for that one. We do not joke about Bed-Stuy.
That was just a bad no that came out wrong. That was Bill Cosby.
I was in Bed-Stuy the other day.
How dare you?
The worst. It's funny to go to because I live in Williamsburg, which is a completely gentrified, formerly shitty
Bed-Stuy
neighborhood.
Bed-Stuy is only half gentrified.
Bed-Stuy is still on its way to being gentrified.
It's like one block is like a vegan restaurant, next block you will get stabbed.
Exactly like
every single time that I am in Bed-Stuy, there's always police in riot gear holding shields and telling me to
go
stop.
Away, ma'am. Go away, ma'am. You made a wrong
like,
turn.
Drive it's, that way.
There was one. Okay, so
Bury Park is that way. Go away.
I got off the train and I'm like, I am not taking my phone out in this neighborhood because I will not own my phone.
Yes.
And then the next block, there's like this crepery, and I'm like, wait a minute, a crepery, and then like a fancy,
are
a
you
fancy
sure it wasn't
bar.
A crapery?
No, it was a no. I know my creperies.
Okay.
No, with the word
no. You're questioning him on baked goods,
yeah.
Really? And then the people that I went to see, I was like, yeah, this is a pretty nice place, but it's like it's weird how like one block you're fearing for your life and the next block you're not, and they're like, oh yeah, on my way to work today, there was a guy that was just shot.
Yeah.
And he's like, right. Oh yeah, this is the second shooting today or this week.
Yeah. Like, still Bed-Stuy.
And your mom let you go to that neighborhood?
My mom can't control me. I'm almost 30.
Does she know that you went to Bed-Stuy today?
No, I'll call her.
That's it.
She's no, upset right, enough yeah. that he lives in Williamsburg.
It's true.
Let me Google her phone number.
I just have to get over to the G train. Help me. Cover me.
It's a good walk to the G train, too. It's a good walk.
Oh, my gosh.
Bed-Stuy. Yeah.
Even though it is, it's getting more hipsterish, though.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I did want to go into some of the... Oh, I would eat there. That was my thought. But then I was like, oh, but I would have to come back to this neighborhood. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe during the day.
Tell you what's good. The Green Point with the Polish...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Green Point is awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love the
Green
Polish
Point
over
and
there.
Williamsburg are basically the same. It's like a block away.
It's actually not a block away. It's about half a mile away.
That's
and
the same people living there pretty much.
No, it's a lot of Poles.
The Polish people, the Dominican people are replaced by the Polish people.
Yeah, but otherwise.
Williamsburg is either Hasidic Jews or Dominicans and Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
And Bushwick. And like.
Hipsters.
East. Well, yeah, the hipsters are all over this
area.
That's
what
I'm
saying.
Close to the city.
And
it's all the
much
same.
Cheaper because they're all broke.
It's actually not cheaper. Yeah. I feel like the prices now are just the same
in Greenpoint,
as in the city.
Yeah.
Oh, in Greenpoint Greenpoint probably a little cheaper because of less access to the train. Yeah, but still way too. Like I feel Williamsburg prices now are just the same as prices in the city, maybe a smidge cheaper, which is absurd. Get out of here, hipsters! I want to move into a nicer apartment.
Should have thought of that 5 years ago.
The only reason there are nice apartments here is because of the hipsters. So if they got out of here,
I don't need something fancy.
What kind of apartment do you want, Rob?
One that has windows.
Oh.
And within close proximity to a laundromat.
Is there a laundry machine across the hall from you?
Yeah, that's why it's so like that's the most appealing thing about my current place.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So if I live in, like this one place I was looking at.
first of all, was a 6-story walk-up.
Oh!
Which,
well,
isn't that
you
illegal?
Have pretty long legs, so you could just take like 5 steps.
It's intense.
Imagine moving into that place with your furniture.
Yeah, walking into that, I was like, is this something I'm willing to do every day twice over? And then I'm like, all right, well, look at the apartment. Look at the apartment. And then it's like the apartment was already like one room was like, okay, this is a decent room. And then the rest of it was terrible. It was like this apartment was not seen for 30 years. It looked like
if I showed up to a building that I was going to look at an apartment and the person who was showing it said, all right, it's a 6-floor walk-up, I would not have gone in. I would have left. So you're thinking about doing it twice a day. I wouldn't do it once in my life.
You would have burned rubber.
Ever.
The thing is, though, as well,
he would have farted and then
he
left.
He did not mention that it was a 6-floor walk-up.
So you got in.
Here's the thing. Okay, so he's like, yeah, meet me here at this time. It was, of course, a Hasidic Jew because every building in this neighborhood is owned by
Hasidic
Jews.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't have elevators, you don't have to worry about pressing buttons on Shabbos.
Yeah, true. Maith, or whatever. And then I met him.
That?
I don't know. That was my terrible
That's
accent.
What his email sounded like?
Maith, Maith, Haith, yeah. And there was like 2 people there with him.
Okay.
So I guess he was showing multiple people the apartment at the same time.
Oh, what a crap.
And I was like, oh, okay, so it's just me and this couple. And then they were like, oh, we're not a couple. We don't know each other. So I'm competing against 2 people for this apartment.
By the end of that 6-floor walk, they were a couple, though.
Unless one of them didn't make it all the way upstairs.
And then the thing is, there was another person that was meeting us. That so it was 4 people.
Wow.
He does not tell us it's a 6-floor
walk-up. It does make sense. That guy's got to walk up that every time he shows the place.
Yeah.
So instead of doing it 4 fucking times, everybody meet me at the same time. I'll only do it once. It makes
and
sense.
Then, so then he walks us up, and then he's like, he was on the phone while walking us up. So
was he wearing a Bluetooth?
Yeah.
I bet he was.
I think he had a BlackBerry.
At what point did you realize that it was a walk-up and it was 6 floors?
Well, the walk-up I realized. Well, the walk-up I'm used to because a lot of the places around here are walk-ups. But then I'm like, okay, 1 floor. Okay, 2. I was like, wait, how many floors? Like,
did anyone ask?
No, nobody. He was just like, no, let's go.
Were you plotting when you got up there?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was the same question.
There was some heavy breathing.
Were
but
you?
I was doing okay.
Did
I was
you let the girl
myself.
Go up the stairs in front of you so that you can stare at her ass?
I was definitely at the very back of the line. Yes.
The human
centipede. But I was more focused on my hand eye coordination or my
was
foot
it,
eye. Or...
Was it a narrow staircase?
No, it was a good staircase.
Okay.
It was a decent staircase. But
so you could have fit your couch on it.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were asking because you wanted to fuck a dude on the staircase.
Was it handicapped accessible? I need
well,
the
they
railing.
Had Rob on there.
Taco Grinder just said if there was a crepe on the top floor, you'd be willing to walk up.
Very true. Very true. So then, like, Keisha is like, are you interested? Are you interested? And, like, everyone's like, no, no. And then I'm like, well, I might be interested. Mm-hmm. And then I was asking questions. And then this complete shithole, not only is it a shithole that is already overpriced, he wanted a broker fee for 15% of the year's rent, which would have equated, like, $2,000.
Jeez.
$2,000 on top of an absurd – I'm like, no, I'm getting out of here. Why – And the most frustrating thing about this is he wasted everybody's time because if he just made all of this apparent, it's a 6-floor walk-up. Yeah, like it's like, why even bother doing this? You're going to trick someone into like accepting it?
Somebody's going to be like, oh, fuck, I walked all this way.
Yeah. That's
might as well have something to show
somebody
for.
Somebody will.
Yeah.
That somebody absolutely will because everybody wants to live in this neighborhood and there will be some person so desperate to just
and
move in.
And it gives them a built-in thing to complain about. Like, oh, my 6-floor walk-up, man.
Yeah, that's like a badge
so
of honor.
Rough, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, I would love that only for the fact that nobody would ever want to come to my house.
Nah, that's true.
So I'd know I'd be left alone. But then if there was a way for me to not have to walk the
way
with everyone else.
Maybe it has, like, one of those, like...
lift.
Like, shafts.
Always thinking about shafts.
No, no, like...
Like
no,
Polly Holiday had in Gremlins up the fucking
yeah,
up the staircase.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, where you go in, like, that tin box.
That's an elevator, Noah.
No.
Yeah, it's an elevator shaft. That's a freight elevator.
Like in the movies when you go
like
to
Webster.
Yeah,
a dumbwaiter.
Dumbwaiter's a little...
Yeah, only Webster fit in that because he was a dwarf.
Well, so
you're not that tall.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, we got some callers. 956, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
956.
Such as, that was me?
Yeah, yes. What's up?
Oh, this is...
What?
Russian? That's Russian.
I was just, oh, I'm not Russian. I'm Hispanic.
Oh, okay. What's up? What's your name?
Kenny.
What's up, Kenny? Where are you from?
From far.
From far?
Yeah, all the way down here, down the paint of Texas.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Are you by where all the gangsters kill each other?
Like the cartels, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your, are you calling in for a specific reason?
No, I'm here. I was listening because I'm outside, and I guess I didn't think my calls in, but through.
Are you enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, it's funny.
So enjoying. Question for the gentleman.
Huh?
Starts with an F.
Oh. Huh? Corner flour tortilla.
Both.
How long have you been listening to the live cast?
I know it's a good.
Shit, probably like almost 2 years.
Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
Yeah, like how
neutral.
Have we improved?
Who's your favorite host and your least favorite host?
Oh.
One question at a time.
I listen to the show almost every day. I listen to the archives.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. My girlfriend gets pissed at me because I listen to it all the time.
Fuck her. Time to get a new girlfriend. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
She's probably listening right now. Probably talking shit.
Might be the only one you have, so hold on to her.
Who is your girlfriend's favorite live caster?
I don't know. Probably Noah.
Girls gotta stick together.
Wait, maybe there's some kind of like a bi action going on.
What does your girlfriend look like?
And how are her hands?
Hot. She wears glasses. She's short.
How old is she?
How old is she?
Yeah.
She's 20? I was 21.
21. I want to make sure Noah doesn't go to jail if she bangs
her.
You might be our oldest listener.
Nah, she's a little too old for Noah.
Really? How do you know Noah so well? That's amazing.
He listens
she's
to
been
me.
Listening
yeah.
for 2 years. So.
I listen to the fucking podcast like almost every day. So.
Girlfriend have nice hands.
Yeah, she does.
All right, there you go. You're in. Bar. Noah's in. Jewish.
No, she doesn't have to be Jewish.
Ready?
No, she's not Jewish. She's Hispanic as well.
Is she willing to fuck in a bathroom stall?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't asked her. I should ask her right now.
Yeah. Put her on.
Yeah, please put her on.
Put her on. Is she,
put her on. All right, I'll go there right now.
Yeah.
Put her on the phone.
Get on the line and say that you've been seeing him. To like make it like it's not the podcast at all.
Why are you talking about that?
Alright. Hey.
Hey. Hey, yeah.
Hold up. I want to talk to you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Why are you sleeping my man?
Uh-oh.
What?
Why sleeping my man?
Why am I sleeping with your man?
Yeah. He's my boyfriend.
I
don't
know.
He is? Man. Yeah.
Because I live with him, so I get to fuck him every night.
You live with him? He lives with him. He wakes up with me every morning.
Really? Me too.
Well, how is that possible when he's in my bed?
I don't know. Why don't we see each other?
You got us. You're on the Metal Injection podcast.
It's four.
Well, leave her on. Noah, you can fill her up a little bit.
No.
Noah should express interest in sleeping with you.
Yeah.
Wants to meet me, so like, how do we get this going?
How do we get what going?
How are we gonna?
I can't hear you. I had a dream about you once, though.
What happened in the dream?
In the dream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Rob were snorting cocaine off a glass table, and Rob said it tastes like sweetener. Like, like what was the sweetener? He said it tastes like Splenda.
I think that's Rob did coke. He would equate it to sugar.
Somehow. Yeah. Did we hang out?
It's
like,
Splenda-like.
That sounds very...
I don't know. It was like I was just, I don't know, it was one of those dreams where you're watching someone. I guess I was just there and you guys were in like a studio doing cocaine that tastes like sweetener.
That was the first episode. Rob snorting a jelly donut.
Yeah, an entire jelly donut.
It might have been.
On the Pirate Bay. What's
so
going on?
Is it safe to say that I, Rob, am your favorite member of the live cast then?
No.
Just say it.
I don't know. I guess if you want to say that.
Yes, I do want to say it. I am.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's between you and Noah.
No, you already said it.
Yes.
She can take it back. There's no.
No,
rules.
She can't.
Because she can't.
Well, we appreciate that you let your boyfriend listen to us.
I don't get mad, just to straighten the record out. I don't get mad at all.
Oh, now you're
blind.
It's okay. It's okay. We're not mad at you.
Just like, okay. I listen to you guys too, so I'll let him end the call.
Oh,
she knows. She's smart.
We're the
she
ones
really
who
does
to
listen.
End the call.
Hello.
Okay, so how many girlfriends do you have?
I got three.
No.
She just gave me a fucking look like I was joking. I only have one girlfriend.
Oh, great call. Thank you for calling in, Kenny. Oh, I hung up. I shouldn't have disconnected. I should have just put him on hold.
Oh, you called. They were back inside.
Oh, he's back inside. He's back inside. All right, we have another caller. Block number. Hello.
Yo, again. I just wanted to call because I didn't hear the goodbye last time.
Here we go.
So what?
<There you go. laughs> Thank you. Now we heard it.
People in the chat are very disappointed that it wasn't Stone Cold calling in.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
We need Stone Cold again. 646-929-1357. Now, when we say we need Stone Cold, we don't mean we need Death Slicer calling in as Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Please, no.
I like when people say that they dream about us.
Yeah, this is a recurring thing.
I know.
We've had a few. I guess when you listen to something long enough.
And Noah's never naked in the dream. That's the weird part.
Well, that people have admitted. Yeah.
I mean, we didn't really ask for specifics, so we don't know.
Yeah. So earlier this week, Jerry Sandusky was found guilty and
no, he was already sentenced
to like a bunch, like how many, 40 years.
A
good amount of time. And then, like, everyone,
30 to 60.
So here's the thing. Everyone was so mean online to Jerry Sandusky, and I kind of started feeling bad for him.
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't feel bad
because
for him.
Because he has
like
Twitter,
that.
And he saw all the mean
yes,
things.
Yes. He must feel so.
He's in jail. He does not know what people are saying.
He is going to be in jail doing exactly, getting exactly what he likes, and that's getting fucked in the ass.
Nobody
no,
wants
he
to fuck a weird old man.
He was the fucker. Really? Yeah,
he doesn't like being fucked in the ass. He
I'm
likes
sure
fucking.
He does.
And nobody's gonna want
what,
to fuck that old wrinkled.
You think he had little 8-year-old boys fuck him? Like,
yeah,
8-year-old
boys.
I'm sure.
No, I think he was the fucker.
I actually read this after this came out. Vice did an interview with a psychologist who specializes in pedophilia, and what he's saying is like through all these studies that pedophilia is actually, in a sense, like a sexual orientation.
Of course
right.
It is.
Like, you are just, like, his hormones are just programmed to like little boys.
Isn't
yeah.
that sort of obvious?
Yeah.
Same
so,
thing with bestiality.
So the thing yeah. is, shouldn't we be treating these this, at like, instead of, you know, chastising these people and making
but,
them look like
see,
villains.
But there's right and wrong. Like
the thing is,
no,
the sexual orientation
is wrong to act on it.
To
I
act
agree.
On it entails you have to rape someone.
Right.
So
that's wrong. But wouldn't more people come out and say that they are pedophiles and they need help if when, like, the only time someone comes out as a pedophile is when they rape somebody.
And then
no,
when,
that's just because you see it on the news.
Right, right, right.
There are plenty of people who go to therapy for it because they know it's wrong.
Right.
But it's the people who don't. That's
yeah.
They should,
yeah.
You know, be chastised.
Don't do that again.
Yeah.
No. No. No little boys.
Shock
here.
Therapy.
Yeah. Bad rapists. But it's just sad. I don't know. I feel
well.
Like,
no.
Bad luck
what's
to
sad?
Be born that way.
I do agree
what's
that
sad?
If it, I think that the way that it's demonized is, in other words, like remember Pee Wee Herman? Pee Wee Herman had all those.
Mm-hmm.
He bought like a batch of 200,000 photo digital photos,
mm-hmm.
and like two of them were child porn. And he had no idea,
mm-hmm.
and he all of a sudden like Pee Wee Herman's a pedophile. Like I feel like.
But that went away pretty quick.
Or like
yeah.
a person. Well,
yeah,
I'm
when
giving
he
you an example.
The
reason why it blew up is because people are on a hair trigger about
yeah.
that. Like it's completely demonized. In other words, like or a guy got arrested for like bathing his son and his naked son in a bathtub somewhere. Like I don't remember the exact story, but you know, I do think that we react to pedophilia in a really bad way in this country. You know,
so
I think
how should people react?
I think
to
people
it?
Who actually act on it should be locked up the way they are. But I also think that I think it should be seen as more of a sickness, and that they should like try to rehabilitate people or to deal with you know what they are. You know, before it gets to that point where they want to rape people.
But that's the
yeah.
thing. How do you identify it before it gets to that point?
It's tough, but people don't want to come out of the closet because they're immediately branded as disgusting.
As a pedophile, yeah.
You mean come out of the closet as a pedophile or just
yeah.
in general?
No, no, no.
Interesting.
So Super Nintendo Charmer says, the greatest thing Sid has ever said is never buy your porn in bulk.
Did I say that?
Must have been last time we talked about it.
And King of Clown said that he dreamt that Darren stage dived on him once. But then Darren apologized.
I'm sorry.
So
of course,
it was cool.
Because Darren has manners.
When you stage dive, you got to land on somebody. What's to
yeah.
apologize for?
Well, he's saying that I crushed him.
Don't
I'm
hate
so
the player,
fat.
Hate the game. Right? That's what I say about that.
All
right,
we have another caller. Quick reminder, the number to dial, 646-929-1357.
I feel like if you were subscribed to Titan Magazine, you should check yourself into therapy.
Oh, stop. I'm not subscribed, but come on.
Why did
it's
you take
fine.
That personally? Yeah, I didn't
those girls
your
are that under are really. I was about to say none of those girls are that.
That under.
That under.
16. 16.
I don't think they're actually.
They're not really
under.
Underage.
Well,
golden
look
like
they
stands.
Look
under. Yeah.
You showed me that magazine. It was like the first 40 pages are like 25-year-old girls dressed like 12-year-old girls.
They're naked. What do you
but
mean?
But there's some
like?
Stuff in the back there that's like.
Yes.
It's like ads for stuff.
Oh
you know?
Well, but you can't control that. It's like the Village Voice. It's got shady ads in the back. What
yeah.
can you do?
Yeah.
All right, 801, you're on the air. That was a very upset. Darren.
Yeah, I guess it's a real great time that I called in when you guys are talking about pedophiles and stuff.
Yeah, to this.
What's your name?
Sorry about that. It's Eggers. I actually called in because how everyone's talking about how they had a dream. I actually had a dream about Darren as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was a weird dream, and honestly, I wasn't even listening to the show, and I have no idea, but it was a dream where Darren started losing all his friends because he came addicted to point-and-click PC adventure games, and I just, like, started watching him, like, become, like his OCD just become, like, fatter and hairier, just, like, hovering over his keyboard and just losing his hot-ass Indian girlfriend and just keep on playing these games. It was fucking weird.
That's great. I'm glad I started that.
So, honestly, I don't have much besides that, so I guess one.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Should have gave
me
some more warning. I didn't
good.
Have that pulled
yeah.
up there. But.
It's okay. It's okay, Darren. It's okay. You can go through.
Thank you. There we go. No, I guarantee you I would not lose my hot ass.
Someone recently asked me what the origin of the one is, just to go over it again really quickly.
We did that on our old BCAT, our old BCR show.
The worst
radio
show in the world.
Because it started out, at that time, it was what, like the early 2000s, and like in urban culture, people would say one to say goodbye to each other.
It's short for one love.
Yeah, one love, one love. One, all right, one. So we had a lot of ghetto callers on that show.
Yeah. Because
they would just, we were also on TV. Like, they would show our radio show
on the TV on BCAT on the public access station in Brooklyn, but you would there was no video.
It was just it was like a community calendar.
Community calendar, you know, whatever. So you would hear us talking, and people would just channel surf and hear our show, and they would call in and just act stupid.
And then they'd be like, yo, I want to hear DMX. And we're like, this is a talk show. We're not.
All right, but could you play a song, though? What about a shout-out? Could I give a shout-out?
Yeah, every minute with the shout-out.
And then we're just like, just call the
just
person.
Call them. Call them.
Call them. Say hello. We don't care.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we started hanging up on them and trying to get them to say one like we do here. But we didn't play Metallica. We just...
Until the Ja Rule and Metallica collaboration.
No, we never did the goodbye until this show, though.
Really?
We didn't have that on that show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I realized that Rob and I have been on BCAP like quite a few times. Because when we were in high school in the TV production class, like they had a show on the community.
I used to watch that
public
show.
Public access. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, somewhere I have videos of that.
Of what? I'm sorry, I zoned out.
Okay, so basically,
we had a show in high school in our TV production.
I knew Rob before I ever met him at Brooklyn College from that show.
Yeah,
blew my mind.
That's how I knew Rob too.
That weird.
What was the show called?
It was called Term. So it was basically that TV class. Like everyone would submit like their montage or short story, and then the teacher would send it to BCAT.
Was it any good or what?
Rob was in some really funny skits.
Is that the Cutter? Yeah.
The Cutter, yeah.
I did the Cutter. That was like The Fugitive, but about cutting class.
Was that the one where you went through the whole thing with the Dr. Evil pinky?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did three of them, and one of them was definitely shot like 2 weeks after I saw Austin Powers 2.
And you were obsessed with doing Dr. Evil.
Because I was, so embarrassingly obsessed with it.
Could you have, do you still have that video somewhere?
Noah
definitely has it because I saw it.
That needs to be posted on Metal Injection on YouTube.
No.
It's good,
no
though.
Way.
It's good, despite the Dr. Evil thing.
I would kill
Rob.
Myself.
I can totally see how I might have been obnoxious as a teenager.
You used to say also Austin Powers quotes constantly, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was great. It was my favorite movie at the time.
That was a great movie, but you were very into it.
I was. It made me horny, baby.
No,
it didn't. It didn't.
Actually, he said that on the bus to me, and that's why.
Yeah. So,
he
Noah,
just kept quoting Austin Powers, and I was like,
"Do I make you horny, baby?
Do I make you Randy?"
Said something about his mojo.
So you wouldn't go out with me even if I gave you $1 million.
Now picture that times a million times every day. Rob doing that constantly. Rob was very much about memes back then.
Hello, hello.
Not just Austin Powers; like he would seize on one thing and just do it 900 times.
Simpson stuff.
Yes. Oh, yes. Simpsons, all the time, Simpsons.
Go on.
You had a lot of catchphrases. You had catchphrases.
Even care as long as we're talking about them.
Please.
Yeah.
What we're saying.
No, it's true. It's very, it's embarrassing to think about in retrospect how my life is full of cliches and catchphrases.
Aww.
Rob, there's a rumor in the chat that you auditioned for Glee. Is that true?
No. I was in musical theater in my high school. I was
breaking
news. I was in a performance of Fiddler on the Roof.
And
a funny thing happened on the way to the
No, I was in the ensemble. By the way, Thunderlips Delgado in the chat says, Rob thought he was Robin Williams in The Birdcage.
Oh,
that's a great movie,
okay? Let's not shit on The Birdcage.
I had to turn it off after the first 5 minutes. I'm like, this is just too much.
Because you're a homophobe.
Hank Azaria is a weird Cuban
waiter.
I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. If you're a white guy, play a white guy.
By the way, Ole Anderson said, tradition!
Tradition! Ole Anderson would never say that.
Who knows the way to keep a proper home? Kosher home.
The mama. I feel like that soundtrack, or the score, I guess it's called, is so metal. It's so good. I mean,
it's
not
like folk metal.
Yeah, it's definitely folk metal. Yeah. It's really good songs. Really, that's probably one of my favorite musicals.
Okay.
I said that with a straight face, everybody.
In tonight's edition of All About Rob,
musical.
Rob really was a trip to hang out with when he was like 18 or 19 because he didn't care or wasn't aware at all that he was being incredibly obnoxious.
Yeah, I remember this vividly.
And it was endearing in a way. It was like,
I'm almost impressed Yeah. With how little I cared about how...
Did you not care or did you not know? Which one?
I feel it's a combination of both. I didn't realize how obnoxious I was being, but also on some level, I didn't mind that I was... Like, whatever, if people think... I'm just entertaining the group that I was with.
Yes, and I really got a lot of entertainment out of it. Just from the uncomfortableness of it, like how other people would get. It was like Andy Kaufman. I was like walking around with Andy
like
Kaufman.
Like a real life.
A real Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, I didn't care. My whole thing was like, I'm never going to see these people again. What do I care?
Especially when we go to Met games and you would do this ridiculous
stupid chance. Totally. Also, I wasn't smoking weed, so maybe the self-consciousness didn't hit it.
Yeah,
anymore.
And he was very hyper.
Yeah. When did you start smoking weed?
Like 19 or so. Definitely in college.
Oh, okay. I thought it was earlier than that.
No.
I thought you were high most of the
time. I can look it up because I remember the day.
Live journal.
The day I.
Yeah, yeah. Let's read the live journal.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's read your Zanga.
No, I was at the dysfunctional family picnic, which was the K Rock, the local rock radio station, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, now it's 92 now.
There's no more rock radio.
There's no more. But anyway, so I was at this thing, and I was like, wow, these people are like my people.
Yeah.
And
you got converted by creed or
whatever? No, and I was like, hey, these are all people that you know, like the same music as me, and like we have like the same, like, I don't know, whatever, philosophy on life. And then everybody in the theater or in the amphitheater was smoking weed. So I was like, well, if all these people think it's cool, maybe I should just see what the big deal is
about.
So
who had weed? Like, who gave you their weed?
It was just, well, I didn't smoke at.
Nick.
I didn't smoke. No, this was before Nick. I didn't smoke at the picnic. My buddy who I went with had weed at home. So after the show, we went to his house. And we smoked weed. This was in 2001. So
June,
who?
2001.
And you got stoned. Because like they say that when you smoke weed for the first time.
Oh, no. I absolutely got stoned the first time. I never understood that because I got so stoned the first time.
So who played the Dysfunctional Family Picnic in 2001?
Scott Weiland.
Korn.
Jane's Addiction.
Uh-huh.
Stone Temple Pilots. Blink-182. Stained. Papa Roach. Linkin Park.
He was there for Stained.
Three Doors Down. Disturbed. You hear the best two. Crazy Town and Edema. I vividly remember being quite excited to see Disturbed. Papa Roach was okay.
Did you wear your big MC Hammer pants with the
my JNCOs? Yeah. Probably wore the JNCOs. I don't know. That might have been post JNCOs.
Is that when your hair was blue? Or red?
He used to dye
red, lot, maybe. Not blue.
And he used to wear that ball necklace.
I did wear a ball necklace. I was very new metal. Was very
I used to wear a ball necklace too, but it had rhinestones in the front.
I was most excited for Stone Temple Pilots that show, and I remember he was so drunk.
I like Stone Temple Pilots. Sid hates them. But...
I like the first two albums. Well, really the second album.
Like
the first
one's
okay.
I feel it's still good. I saw them a few years ago at South by Southwest, and it was still
bearable. Scott Weiland is just such a fucking douchebag.
I really don't like him. But wait, what were you going to ask?
I was going to remember the one of the first times that I smoked weed with you, and we smoked it during a break on our old show.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, in the back room.
This was the best. I remember this so vividly. We smoked in this enclosed fucking...
Yeah, so, like, so just to explain. So our old college radio station was really like a combination of like maybe three or four classrooms. And there was one classroom that was in the very back of the station that the door to exit that room was just like painted, not painted over, but like shellacked over.
Right.
There was no way to escape out of the room. There was no exit to it. So it was just like this hidden room.
It was like a greenhouse of pot smoke.
Yeah, so we would go in there and smoke.
And we went in there and smoke and like contact high going back and forth and we were fucking wasted. And then... We had this whole discussion while the break was going on, the music break.
Yeah.
And it was about, like, Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. We were just cracking the fuck up. We're like, we should have said that on the air. So we go, wait, let's go back on the air and just recreate everything we just said in this room. And we did it. And we did it, like, almost word for word.
And we kept cracking up as we kept going along. And what we were saying wasn't necessarily funny.
Yeah.
We were just laughing at the fact that we remembered this whole conversation verbatim. We would get really stoked.
Oh,
that was when that was like my honeymoon phase of marijuana.
Now you hate it. Now
well, no, now it's so commonplace that it's
it's just another part of his life.
It's not special.
You got the 7-year itch yet? Try heroin and
cheat on marijuana.
Melted cheese is his heroin.
Melted cheese is very much my heroin.
Oh man.
Wow, I can't believe I've been smoking for 11 years. That's a lot.
Yeah. I smoked for the first time when I was 15.
Yeah.
Oh wow. What was your first time?
My first time was with this girl that I was friends with, Raquel, was going out with this guy named Cheech.
Of course.
And
is that girl Jewish, Raquel? I think I know this
chick.
You do know her.
We've talked about this before.
Wait, I do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I remember.
Long curly hair. She's really pretty.
All right.
She lives on... Okay, never mind.
Let's not go into detail.
So the first time he rolled the blunt and I took a hit off of that, or like a few, and I didn't feel anything. I was like, I don't feel any different. So then he said how, like, you know, the first time you might not feel it right away, so that's why you should do it again. So I'm like, all right. So then maybe like a week later, we were hanging out in like a schoolyard. Mm-hmm. And it was her, these two other girls, and him, and he rolled a blunt, and I smoked, and I got so stoned that I felt like when Homer ate the chili, and he, like, hallucinated. Remember that episode?
Yeah.
So, like, I remember seeing that the sun was setting on, like, the left, and then I turned around to the other side, and the sun was setting on the right.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I was talking to my friend, and she used to wear a lot of eyeliner and a lot of, like, thick lip liner, like the blowjob lip liner. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was looking at her as she was talking, and she started to become two-dimensional. And she looked like a coloring book.
Yeah.
And I got, like, so scared because I was hallucinating.
Maybe they spiked your shit. There was PCP in there.
He said that he, like, put resin in it or something. Mm.
That resin, that's that PCP.
No.
No, resin is just smoke.
I know,
marijuana.
I think he just told her that.
No, but like I used to get so stoned. Okay,
it's
so
true.
So I got really stoned and I was like, all right, I need to go home. And I went home and I remember like walking down the hallway to my room and like the hallway just got smaller and smaller. And I was like, so I just like went straight into my bed and I put the cover over my head and I just went to sleep. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to do this. Is not fun. I'm not going to do this. And then in college, I started again.
Mm-hmm. Because of me.
Because of you and Nick.
Gateway drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really smoke that often initially because the friend that I smoked it with was the only person I knew who smoked. All my friends were like super straight edge.
Oh, okay.
In fact, when I told some of my friends that I smoked, they were like, either you never smoke again or we're not friends anymore.
They're going to have an intervention.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing heroin.
But as I told you then, they were all lame and they did you a favor by doing that. Because
now
true. You don't have to be friends with them.
It's anymore. Very true. Yeah. That was when I was on my path to making new friends.
By the way, that like girl, Raquel, was friends with. Remember that I told that story about the girl that got naked in that guy Ethan's house?
Yes.
I told
what?
That on the air, right?
I believe so. Well, not like.
We left the BCR studio once after the show and went. It was pouring rain. We went to Ethan's house.
So it's like hang out at our friend's house.
This
yeah.
girl I was dating came with us. And I was like, hey, you should just take your top off. And she's like, okay. And she just took her top off.
And, like, totally, like, there was not an ounce of seriousness. Being like, hey, why don't you take your top off?
She's like, yeah, sure.
All right. And so we were, I think we were drinking, though, to be fair.
Was it boobalicious, Rob?
I don't think we were drinking.
She did not have particularly big breasts. But she was an attractive girl.
She was very facially pretty.
Yeah.
She had no tits at all.
And then, like, I feel like
her
jeans. Her jeans were half down.
I wasn't with her.
He was experimenting.
I wasn't experimenting. I just knew her.
He was just fingering her.
She came to the show once. But
you were going to give her off to Rob.
She was a very weird chick. Very nice, but strange as hell.
Like, what was strange about her?
Mood swings.
Did she take her top off?
Yeah. Oh,
she did take her top off.
I don't judge people for that. Like, if she wants to be freaky, you know, I mean, if I'm, you know. Guys,
I mean, you did ask for it.
Yeah, but I mean,
she was
joking.
Just trying to please you.
Dude, Rob was sitting there with his face like, huh?
Rob was like,
you could just ask
writing
for
down
that
notes for his live journal entry for later.
Oh, God.
Aspiring blogger. How it all started.
That is live journals where it all started.
Now you just write posts about Gene Simmons and shit.
Yep. I watched a shoot interview, which is a real interview.
Oh, with, it's Sonny.
With
it,
Sonny.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
Sammy Sitch. But hold on, let's take this call first. 562, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, how's it going? First time caller. Really love you guys a lot. And I was just wondering, have you guys ever made second generation joints?
First of all, what's your name? Where are you from?
Alex from California.
Oh, Alex from Okay, I'm going to mute you because this Block Talk lady is a bitch. Yes, I have a second generation joint. He means is like when you when you're out of weed and all you have is the resin in your bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would hang out with Nick and we were very poor teenagers.
We used to like take aluminum foil and create pipes.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have that. Remember?
Well, yeah. That's from pen caps and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, very creative.
Yeah. But, yeah, Nick would, you know, like out of those pipes with like a plastic pipe, he would cut open the plastic and scoop out all the resin and do a joint with it. Most disgusting high that I've ever had. So I hope that answers your question.
Okay.
Longer, like they just get you a lot more high because like at the end the roaches, they're just that much more powerful.
Your question about whether it's a grosser high, so it's like it's a fake high, I feel. It's like, you know, you get like lightheaded, you get a headache. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like it.
Well, Rob and I get really good weed. So once you start getting really good weed, you'll never want
to. Once you reach a certain level of finances, you say to yourself, you know what?
I deserve better.
Yeah, I'm going to look out for my lungs and not smoked weed.
Yeah.
That's pretty true.
Let's try that. I hope that helps, Alex. You live in California,
and you're
too.
Yeah, you're in California. You can
get a card. It should be so easy to get weed.
No, it really is. But, I don't know, just like with what I'm doing in my education, like I can't exactly have that on my record or like take it off.
What career are you looking for?
EMT.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Nice. Hey,
yeah, exactly.
Well, what if you're just the EMT who shows up for marijuana emergencies?
Yeah, what if you're a
He's too stoned to defibrillate him.
Yep. This man needs a joint. Stat, roll it.
Oh, wait. For a metal injection, then.
Yeah. Dr. Lips Delgado makes a good point. Rob's poop is second generation.
Yeah, it used to be poop. It used to be ribs.
That's why you were like the sea in like Human Centipede, like the third piece.
Oh, Rob does that on the weekend.
Second generation poop.
No.
Wait, what would second generation poop be?
Eating shit.
Well,
and
did you guys ever see Human Centipede?
Yeah, of course.
Jared saw it.
I saw the
sea. Okay, so like the sea piece, like they had the Asian guy, the chicken, and the last one.
Yeah.
Did I?
That's the interchange.
The chicken.
So that's how you get second generation poop, because you're eating the other person's shit.
Then it becomes third generation poop.
Oh.
Well, did you see Human Centipede 2?
No. I just figured it would be stupid after that.
I recommend avoiding it. It's not stupid. It's actually more horrifying. It's awful. Because, did I talk about this? I don't even remember if I mentioned this.
Is it just more gory or
it's
fucked up?
But it's worse than that. It's an abomination of 90 minutes of film. It's awful. There's no story to it, really. It's just like a documentary almost.
Is
it's
it like where the first one goes off, or is it a different story?
No, in this movie, it's in our world. It's like that was a movie. The first one was a movie in that story. Like a guy watched that movie and copies the guy. He's like a sick fuck.
Wow.
He works in a... He's like night watchman of a parking lot. So, and he worships he watches the movie over and over and over again. He can't.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, he has to be a fucking doctor to, like, be able to do that. The last guy was.
But that's the point of the movie. He does it poorly. Like, he does it with duct tape and shit.
Yeah.
Like, he sews everyone up together with fucking scissors and a sewing needle.
He's DIY.
But he hooks.
That's together, just, like, really ghetto.
He hooks together, like, 12 people. And. Like basically that's all it is. It's just him kidnapping people. His mother yelling at him because he's a loser, and it ends that everybody dies basically,
right.
Including him.
Yes, he gets shot.
Okay.
Oh, he gets no. He gets no. Oh no. I'm sorry. There's a not shot. There's a woman. There's a psychiatrist that he goes to see that has a centipede in a tank. And he takes the centipede, like, I don't know why he takes the centipede, takes it out, and it happens to be at the scene where he makes the centipede. He kidnaps the girl who starred in the first movie and makes her the head of the centipede.
Oh.
And then and she gets her hands free or something, and she takes a funnel and stuffs the centipede in his in this funnel and threw it into his asshole. So this, like, voracious centipede goes in his asshole and eats him.
A literal centipede. Yeah, yeah.
Terrible.
Damn it, they need to make another Chuck Palahniuk movie like that, gory or whatever.
Thunder Lips Delgado said, so it's like Romeo and Juliet.
Who is this Thunder Lips Delgado?
I don't know. It's a new guy, I think. But he's had a lot of funny lines today.
Could just be an old person with, like, a new name.
Maybe.
Alex, crack the code.
But no, I think he has a different, you know, seems like a different style a little bit.
All right. I'll believe you this term. All right, Alex, we're going to let you go. Thank you for calling in. Hope you enjoyed your first call. We were nice to him.
Yes,
yeah.
We will not want him.
I know. You guys beat up. No, dude. Come on, won me.
Oh,
you wanted him.
He just won.
You got to say one.
He said it.
Won
me.
No, that doesn't count.
It's too late.
You got to set him up.
I think he said one, like W-O-N.
Oh, in the past.
One.
Press. No.
Oh, well.
We won him. His love and affection.
But I just want to quickly mention the Sonny shoot. So Sonny is a former pro wrestling valet. She was like the first hot, well, like the second, I guess, but the first modern era hot chick. You know, wrestling was the most downloaded woman on AOL. And now she's a train wreck.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the interview, she said that she just got out of rehab the day before. I'm getting a little ghastly.
Yeah.
And my
that.
Favorite thing is that she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do a porno. I'm gonna cash in on these babies. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And she's like, yeah, I got offers from Vivid.
I'd want to see that just for the train wreck.
She said it's going to be a trilogy. And they're like, what? What? It's her. She has a boyfriend. She keeps referencing her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And the crazy thing about her boyfriend is that now that this has come out, this was shot like 2 months ago. She got arrested like 3 times in 2 days mm-hmm. for domestic abuse and like violating a restraining order.
Jeez.
And yeah, so it was pretty great. And then she's like, yeah, I want to make a trilogy of porn. The first one is just going to be, you know, vanilla sex, oral, vaginal, and foreplay.
Okay.
Second one. All anal.
Okay.
All anal.
What's the human centipede?
Like, no, and then she's like, one thing people don't know about me is that I love anal.
Oh, good.
Sex.
I'm glad I know that now.
Now
thanks.
You know that. The third,
I couldn't
like,
have figured that out by viewing her life.
She's like, the third one, she's like, maybe some sort of fetish. It has to be something that I have to take it to the next level. And she's like, maybe when me and my baby get pregnant, it'll be a pregnant
ew.
Porn.
Maybe it'll be nasal sex.
And then the interviewer was like, well, isn't that unfair to your unborn baby? Like, he didn't consent to be in this porn.
Right.
And she's
not.
Like, well, it wouldn't be unfair to his college tuition. And it's like, who are you kidding? That
he
money
would
is
waste
not,
that
yeah,
money
that money
by
is
then.
Not making it
yeah.
18 years.
18 years later.
His college tuition. You're
cut to, she's on a curb somewhere.
Uh-huh. See, that kid would never even be born. She'd die inside of her from all the shit she's taken.
That's
true.
Ew.
So
she said she never did hard drugs. She only did alcohol and pills.
Well, listen, wait. First of all, that baby is half her genetics, so the baby would probably be sucking the guy's dick while it's in her fucking womb.
Ew, Darren. The feds are going to come after you
yeah,
for that joke.
What?
Come on. What?
That
kind of
literally.
I guess it does. Yeah. Well, you couldn't get it on camera though.
So,
you'd need a womb camera.
How do you spell
camera
her
in
name?
The dick hole.
They should put. They should give her a sonogram. While
Tammy, it's Tammy Stitch.
Or give the guy a one of the. What is that? Not a colonoscopy. What's the other one? The endoscopy.
Sigmoidoscopy.
What? That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's a penis scope.
I guess it's a good thing that I don't know that word. That means my life hasn't been that bad yet.
Yeah.
Well, I've had everything else.
I had one of those done. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about it. But yeah, Sonny Shoot, worth getting. Ushoot.com is where
it's where not. Come on.
Worth.
How long is this? You're going to make people sit through this shit?
It's a 2 hour. It's
did you didn't
it's
tell me you didn't watch the entire 2 hours.
I haven't gotten through all of it yet. I haven't watched. I don't watch these in one sitting. I just it's hilarious. It's like listening to a podcast. It's so good. It's such great train wreck television.
She is awful, though.
She's not that bad
all
looking.
All the stories are the same. No.
I was telling Rob
that. I know,
that.
But it's just great to get, like, backstage.
I want
to
see the porno with her and Chris Candido. But, like, Chris Candido
his
right
corpse.
Now. Yeah.
His corpse.
Yeah.
His rotting corpse.
That'll be
yeah,
the fourth movie in the
she
trilogy.
Would do that.
That's the third
dig
movie. Just the three-way with her current boyfriend
yeah.
and her corpse.
Her boyfriend. Humping Chris yeah. Candido's corpse directed
the
by Peter Jackson.
The saddest thing I ever saw. I don't know if I ever mentioned this one time. Was I with you, Rob, when we went to
yes.
the WWE restaurant? And this was after her and Chris Candido got fired from WWE, and
yes.
they were eating lunch at the table next to us.
Wow.
At a restaurant of the company that just fired
because
both
because probably
of them.
They were still getting free meals.
No,
yes, maybe.
No. And the thing is, okay, like, I was definitely gawking at them and, like, looking at them. And I feel like they were looking around to see people.
To
yeah.
What were they eating?
I don't remember.
Fries.
Yeah,
fries.
Just like a burger.
Rob, which catchphrase did you say out loud to impress them?
What were my catchphrases back then? It's all a blur now.
You asked if they smelled what you were cooking. And you're like, just kidding, that's the chef.
Does that burger have friggin' lasers on it?
That burger is evil.
The burglar is evil? Or the burglar?
There was a burglar at the restaurant.
They
you don't remember
the,
that?
They took the burger.
They did a dine and dash. They're the burglars. And they stole a Stone Cold t-shirt.
Burglar Burger sure. strikes again.
Okay, good episode, you guys. Good episode. Another
yeah,
winner.
Yeah, we have The Walking Dead to watch.
Yep. We're going to
watch the replay because I won't be home by then.
I sort of have to poop, but I'm going to hold it until I get home, which is an hour from now.
Wow.
An hour.
Let's see if I can make it. If not,
how's
next week
hour?
You'll have a
that,
well, because I'd have to drop the car off and then get dropped off. So it's half an hour and then.
That's
so
quite
I
a
might
cliffhanger.
I might have an I shot myself story next week as possible.
Yay.
Well, let's hope so.
We'll cross
but
our
it's much more comfortable to shit at home. So I'd rather have the extreme discomfort of rushing to get home to have the comfort of actually shitting.
I understand you, Sid.
Thank you.
Because I don't like to shit outside of my
public
place.
Bathrooms are just for fucking.
Yeah.
Right. So I'd rather take my time. I usually read a little. Like,
yeah.
Play on my phone. Like, it's my time with myself.
Sure. Exactly. I like a good 20-minute shit.
Yeah. If I were to take a shit in here, there'd be people
yeah.
hearing my plops.
Yeah.
Over.
We've heard plenty of plops from you.
Yeah,
Sid.
I know. But there's always emergency situations.
No, feel, wait till the show's over.
No,
that's the thing.
Sid.
Like, if I could shoot with the door open so I could see your reactions,
yeah,
then it's fine.
Yeah.
That's why I fart in here, because I could see the reactions. But when I'm separated by a wall, it makes it weird. All right, let's end this now. Delaying it further.
Okay, we'll be back next week with an all-new episode of the Metal Injection Livecast. Have a good week, everybody.